Okay, today's daf is Yevamis, daf Chaf Dalid, and we are on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots, and just a 2 points related to the end of yesterday's Gemara that we ran out of time. We mentioned the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the principle of Kiddushin She'ein Mesurin Labia. What does that mean? So Rashi, both here and in Kiddushin, daf Nun Aleph, says that it means that there's no way that they can have Bia. Ein Sofan Lavo L'Dei Bia. Not physically, but halachically. Ain't Sovalavo Debia, because like here, you was Makadish, one of the women, he doesn't know which one, so he can't live with either of them. That's what Rashi says. The problem is, Tosfos asks, we know this is a machlokas, this is one of the Yalkagams, it's one of the six machlokos between Abaya and Rava, where we usually pass like Rava, and these one of these six, we pass like Abaya. This is the Kuf, Kiddushin She'im Mesurin Labia. So there's a machlokas about it. So ask Tosfos on Rashi, what about Chayvei Lavin? We know it's a din d'oraisa. We paskin, not like Rabbi Akiva. We paskin that kedushin utopsim b'chayvei lavin, and marriage can take place. So what do you mean? But that's ein mesurin labia according to Rashi's definition, because they're not allowed to stay married. So you should say lo avi kedushin. But everybody agrees that it is kedushin. So Tosfos has a different suggestion. What does it mean? Kedushin she'ein mesurin labia, where the kedushin themselves created the problem for the bia. If there was a separate problem anyway, so then that is not in this category. Rav Shechter in Eretz Tzvi on page Kuf Yud Aleph gives a svara to explain Tosfos' words. So what is the root issue of Kedusha Shei Mesurin Labia? The Bechol Kedusha Isha Yesh Hefter Lamaila. Whenever a man gets married first stage, Kedusha to a woman, that creates a Hefter on a Daraisa level. Before this act, he was not allowed to be with her, and now he can. So if you're telling me that this act halachically created problems, that undermines the whole point of what you're trying to do with the Maisa Kiddushin. B'huah din ha-chiyuve, hol v'ishtariyat, sfir le l'rava, t'kol sh'nasa ha-kiddushin, ba'ofan, sh'al yadamu machmatam, chal iser b'yal ishto, hariz asoser le'ik yisod in yinishus, sh'tzricha lios materes es ha'isha l'bayla. U'lefichach, u'lekach, ein achala kol ikar. That's why, ein mesurin labia, because that's exactly what Kiddushin is not trying to do. Kiddushin is trying to be makariv and not marachik. And that's the svara for Tosfos, number one. Number two, the other point to mention is from Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan, in the back of the second volume of Kovetz Shiurim, in the Kovetz Biurim, on the Shev Shmaitza, on page Inos Chav Gimel. He asks, what's the case that we're talking about in our Mishnah? A man gets married to one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one, and therefore he has to give a get to both, and what happens if he dies, what happens if he has one brother, what happens if he has two brothers? Ask Reb Elchanan, why don't we say that each one of these women has a cheskas heter, and therefore there's no iser? V'kashali dekol chada v'kada nuki b'cheskas heter l'gabi didei shlo nasser olam shem achos isha. He goes over to one woman. Oh, this might be achos isha, but she has a cheskas heter. So there's a question about achos isha. Why shouldn't her chazaka override the suffake iser? That's the question that Reb Elchanan asks, and he gives three different answers. Number one, he says, interestingly, a cheskas heter only works where it's a chazaka in you and an iser about you. But if there's someone else involved and you are just using an application of their status, then you can't apply that rule. Where it's the same thing. But here, what's the iser? Safek achos isha. Safek achos isha, so the safek is not about this woman, the safek is about her sister. And depending what happened with her sister, that would determine whether she is nesar because of achos isha. So you can't apply regular chazaka there. Aval hacha mashanu misupakim aleha im ne'esra misham achos isha olo eina safik talui ba elabachosa im niskasha olo. So the chazaka, you might say, oh, it's even better. The safik's not in her, but it's in her sister. No, the point is that a chazaka could only undermine from within. And therefore, if this safik is from without, it's about another woman, so then her personal cheskas heter cannot apply. Number two, also gam in latarets, you can't suggest, but it's a suggestion, de'ef shalahat eshtem yishem chazaka. He says, you might say, well, you can't say both of them have a cheskas heter, because then what, you're going to say both of them are mutter? But the Rabbi Chana says we find that type of idea elsewhere. Right? Somebody walks down two paths, the famous case of Shei Shvilin, Mishnah and Taurus. And one of the paths are for sure Tahar, for sure Tameh. But if each of them come and ask the question separately, so we could say to each of them, you are Tahar because it's Safek. Even though one of them for sure is Tameh. But that is number one. Number two, says Rabbi Chana, the Efshar Lomar, maybe that you can't say Chazaka here. Why? Because we know for sure she doesn't have the same status that she had earlier. She's either married or her sister got married. So she's either Eishes Ish or she's Achos Isha. So you're right, if she's Eishes Ish, she's mutter to this guy. But Cheskas Heter means that her status has not changed. Here her status has for sure changed. There's a concept in Chulin of do we connect one chazaka to another chazaka if they have the same halachic status, but if they're different states? Okay, that's where are we machzik may do we go from one to another? But anyway, that's a separate issue. Number two, number three, and he has another answer that he says maybe if you want to say he's only something to rabbanon, it creates kedusha b'shul be a daraisa. We're not going to get into the third answer, but that is Rabbi Chanan's interesting discussion relating to yesterday's mishnah. Okay, so now let's continue now with the two dots, four lines from the bottom, on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Lazesh Naim, Lazesh Naim V'chulu. So remember all the cases? The same Yesod applied to all the cases of the Mishnah, and that is, on a Derabbanan level, I'm Aser to Achos Zikukaso and Achos Chalutzaso. Each of those are Gzeira Atu, Achos Ishto, and Achos Grushaso, which are Isurei De'oraisa. But what do we have to have all these cases for? So we go through each one, which builds on the previous one. The last case was a case of two men married to achios, shnei achios, each one of them doesn't know which one they married, and each one of them has two brothers. So what's the halacha? Each one of them one from each pair does a chalitza, and the other from each pair could then do yibam to the other one. So says the Gemara, Hosa Lamali, Hainohach. That's the same application of the earlier halachos. So what do you have to have another case for? So Mao Detema Ligzar Dilma Miyabim Balo Chalitza. You might have thought that you have to be gozer to a case you might have to do yibam without chalitza. Right here we demand chalitza, but maybe you'll be gozer that you might do yibam. Kamash Malo, we don't make such a gzera. Okay, so Mishnah asked the Gemara now, why is our Mishnah different than the following Mishnah? Mishnah mehadetzan, the Mishnah that comes up later on. Arba achim shnai mehem shnun sub shei achios. You have four brothers from the Mishnah daf chavav, the beginning of the next parak. Our parak arba achim. Four brothers, two of them are married to two sisters. Umesu hanesu anasa achios. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters and they die. So now their two wives, who are sisters, fall to Levi and Yehuda. Each one of them is Aser Drabanan to Levi and to Yehuda because of Achos Zikukaso, says the Mishnah. Hare elu chozos lomas yamos. So they don't get off without anything, because on a Daraisa level, they can do Yibam to either one, or to both of them. Well, not to both, once you get married, but on a Drabanan level, because each one is Achos Zikukaso, we do Chalitza and not Yibam. What's the question? So Rashi says that the question is from the part of the Mishnah that the Gemara does not quote. Right, it's the continuation. You have to have a dot, dot, dot in the Gemara. Rashi quotes on the second to last Rashi, Maishna mehav alo misyabos, Viktani Seifa, Rashi says, the next line says, what if these two brothers went and both did Yibum? They're supposed to both do Chalitza, right? Because Achos Zukukaso. What if they both did Yibum? The Mishnah says Yotziyu. The Mishnah says they have to get divorced. So that's the question. We don't allow them to stay married. That's the question, explains Rashi on our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, in all the cases, we say this is what you should do. If they did it anyway, it's Achos Zikukaso. They should do Chalitza. If they got married anyway, you know what? They can stay married. Ein Motziyin Miyadam. In all the cases, Ein Motziyin Miyadam. So Rashi says, what's the difference? That's also a case of Achos Zikukaso. And there we say, Motziyin Miyadam. Tosis has a little different shot. The little difficulty says that the Gemara quotes the part of the Mishnah that is not relevant for us. So Tosas tries to figure out how this question could even be from the first part of the Mishnah. So he says, why here do we say both do Chalitza, and there we say one does Chalitza, and one does Yibum. In the earlier part of our Mishnah, either we'll go with Rashi's Pshat. So why is it that over there we do not allow them to stay married, and here we do? So says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, wait a minute, there's a big difference. Hasam, over there. Remember the case. Four brothers, two of the sisters die. The first two, two of the husbands die that were married to the two sisters. and we demand chalitza from the third and the fourth brother, and if they get married, they must get divorced. So hasam ilaman damar yesh zika. Remember the sugya we had. If you hold to the principle of yesh zika, if you remember that meant that on a derabbanan level, the derabbanan gave the zika a status of a marriage. E lamanda amar yezika. If you have a very strong approach and you say yezika there, so then yezika. So then that's why they must get divorced, because it's really as if each one of those women is achos isha. Each one, right? And we discussed earlier, why don't you say the first one at least happened earlier, and therefore he's married to the first one, he can do even to the first one, and the second one is infringing on his previous relationship. We discussed that earlier. But says the Gemara, if you say Yezika, so that's why we say Motzian over there, Yezika. Good. V'i, and Rashi says, once you say that principle at the time when the Zika starts, when the brother dies, so then that stays forever. Even if he later on does yibum to the other woman, still he's married to his wife's sister. The principle of Yezika applies even after the yibum takes place to a different woman. Ve'i lamanda amar, and if you want to say, well, you hold ein Zika, but if you remember, there was another reason why you should not do yibum to one of them. Why? Because if you do yibum to one of them, then the other one might die. And the brother might die, and therefore that this would end up being achos isha. You're not allowed to do anything that in the future might endanger you from not doing anything to this woman. So over there you have problems in both cases, and that's why we demand a divorce, even if they were married. Hacha, but over here, we're not talking about the same case. Over here, what are we talking about? Again, the second part of the Mishnah, we were talking about the two people who are not related to each other, that were Mekadesh, two sisters, Kol Chad V'Chad, Emar, Didei, Kamis Ramulei. Each one is possible to say, well, I'm marrying the one that I'm supposed to be marrying. Meaning, this is an Achos Ishto in this case, right? The man didn't have the other wife. And therefore, we would allow them to stay married. Okay. That's finishing up from yesterday. Now we get to the last line. As we just said, if they did get married, then we don't force divorce. Tani Shela v'afilu shnehem kohanim. Even if they are both kohanim, the two brothers, even if they're both kohanim. And what's the chiddush? One of these kohanim is married to a chalutza. Because remember the last case of the Mishnah? That's what we're talking about here. You have two brothers, two men that died. Each one of them has two brothers. So one of the pairs does chalitza to each of the women, one of the women respectively, and the other ones can do yibum. And if that's what the last line said, in the last case, it's talking about the following case, where both of them, the two brothers from one of the pairs, they both did chalitza. They didn't have to. One of them was supposed to do chalitza. What if they both did chalitza? So then the Mishnah says, the other two brothers cannot do yibum, because one of these women is the one that was married to their brother, and it's achos chalut, it's marrying the chalitza of the, and according to, and you're not allowed to marry the if you're ready, done chalitza. And kadma v'kan, so imasiyam yadam. So now the Mishnah Gemara says, even if they're kohanim, so one of these people is vade married to a chalutza, which is an issa d'rabbanan. Right, Rashi, v'chad minayo vade chalutza nasif. Because the arusas hanachri, the one who was married, remember you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they each have, Reuven's are no good because they're brothers already. You have two strangers, and they each have two brothers. So one of the women that one of these two brothers are married to is the real chalutza of the other man. It's a real chalutza. So how can you stay married? That's the chiddush. Ein motzi in miyado. If a kohen is married to a safek chalutza, so then we allow him to stay married. Only a vade chalutza is a drabanan, but a safek chalutza is okay. Vafilu shneim kohanim. My time, chalutza drabanani. The chalutza is drabanan. V'safek chalutza lo gazer be rabanan. And the rabanan will not go there on a safek chalutza. The Tosfos here, safek chalutza lo gazer be rabanan. Tosfos quotes Reb Moshe b'Reb Yaakov mipiyam. He quotes, if you look later on, the Gemara quotes later on in Daf Lamed Vav, what if a woman had a baby and her husband died, and she had a baby, so she got remarried 2 weeks later. And then her baby died before 30 days. Her baby died, so the baby might have been an Aphel. We don't know if Kalulo Chadashav, if he really was a viable baby, but died before 30 days, or he wasn't viable. Big Nafkamina, was she Zekuka Liyavam? Right, she got married in the interim. Do we allow her to stay married? Because now it could be that she is a suffake, right? Maybe she should have stayed not gotten married for a couple of months, as we know the concept of Havchana, but she didn't listen. She got married right away because she thought that, you know, that was it. She has a child. So Meis B'toch Shloshim Yom, the Gemara says later on, Im Eishes Yisrael Hicholetzes. If she's an Eishes Yisrael, you know what? She might as well do Chalitza. Can't hurt. Can't hurt because she'll stay married. Right, even if she's married to a Yisrael, so she'll do chalutza, and that's it. V'im eishes kohen hi, eina chaletzes. But if she is an eishes kohen, then we don't say, you know what, just to be safe, do chalutza. Why? Because if she does chalutza, then she's not going to be able to be married to her husband. So the Tosfos says, what do you mean? Didn't we just say, safek chalutza, she can't be married to her husband. V'lama lo tachlots, ki even to safek chalutza muteris lekohen. Our Gemara says, a safek chalutza, kohen can stay married to. But over there, it's also a Slavic Chalutza, because maybe this child was viable, maybe he wasn't viable. And we would, mash from the Gemara, we would not allow them to stay married. Muteris l'kohen. Answers Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, tahasam, there, she's already married. Shecholetzes la'achar nisuin. If she's already married, and now Chalitza is going to be done, so Yomru, what are people going to say? The fact that we're demanding chalitza, even though she's already married, what are the rabbis doing? They're still making her do chalitza? It must be the baby really wasn't a baby, for sure. It must be this woman is a vada chalitza. And people, therefore, are going to come to allow a kohen to marry a chalitza. In our case, you're not actively doing something that's going to make it so clear that it's vada chalitza. You don't know. They both did. They both earlier did chalitza, and now this... And now they both get married. But here with Dafka demanding chalitza, so that could lead to problems. The Meiri here has a little different lashon. Meiri here says, in our Mishnah, it's really a bidyeved. Nobody came to ask shailas. Nobody came to ask something. Two brothers did chalitza. Two brothers then did yibam. And now we're stuck. What do we do? You know what? Let him stay. Here, Bezdin's asking, what should we do now, lechatchila? Should we make this woman do chalitza? And then create a situation of Safek Chalutza L'Kohen. That's different. In our situation, it's already a case of Chalutza L'Kohen. So we'll say, you know what? It could stay. But here, do we create a situation to begin with of Chalutza L'Kohen? That we would not do. And therefore, that is why it is different. If you look in the Shram Sanab Halacha here, he quotes a related Shuvah of the Chassam Sofer. And Eben Ezra Chelek Vesim in Pegimo about a Chalutza that was Nishadich to a Kohen, and she was a Suffolk Island. It's a complicated case. If you want to look it up, it's all in Yiddish. I've said the whole Shuvah of the Chassam Sofer. I looked it up. It's all in Yiddish. No, I don't know why that one. It must be a story about that Shuvah. Maybe one of somebody out there knows the story, but it's the whole thing. None of the other Shuvahs of the Chassam Sofer are in Yiddish. That one's totally in Yiddish, and that's why we're not going to talk about it right here, because it's not my upbringing. Okay, it's a lack. Okay, Vaita, we continue. Says the, or just one other Hara to mention, and that is relating to Chalutza L'Kohen, there is a difficult tour, which the Nosei Kalim point out. The tour writes in Pilchus Purvu and Simon Zayin, Kohen up Baal Safek Grusha. What if a Kohen is with a Safek Grusha, O Safek Chalutza? So the child is a Safek Chalala. Because the parents might be living in Sid. Safek Chalala. Vehavlad Safek Chalal. And the baby is a Safek Chalal. Venosin Alav Chumri Kohen and Chumri Yisraelim. So he's stuck. If he was Sama Chalal, if a Kohen married a Grusha and that's right. So the child's a Yisrael. Shalom al Yisrael. Right? We know he's a Yisrael. We treat him like a Yisrael. And what's a kula? He could go to a cemetery. He could go to a levaya. But this child is a suffik kala. So he not only is a suffik, maybe he's not a kohen, so he can't eat truma, but he also, maybe he is a kohen. So that's why he's not allowed to go to a cemetery. So we give him both chumras. Veino ochel truma, veino matami lemesim, and he has to marry an isha haru'uya likahuna. It sounds like from the tour, he says it, that even a Safek Chalutza, if a Kohen marries a Safek Chalutza, the child is still a Safek Chalal. We just said in our Gemara that by a Safek Chalutza you could stay married. So the Bach discusses, does that also mean that if you're already so mekel, so maybe it won't be gozer on the child? It's a the parents did a Savik Issa D'Rabbanan. So the child's going to be a Savik Chol, they're going to give him all the chumras of being a Savik Chol? I'm not so sure. The Bach says the Rabbanan doesn't see the Paskin that way. So it's difficult where the Torah gets this from, but that's what he seems to say. Okay, last three lines before the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Chalutza D'Rabbanani. Is it really true what we have been saying and what we assume that the Isser Kohen to a Chalutza is a Durabanan Vet Hatanya, a Gerusha? It says Beferish in Parshas Emar, a Kohen can't marry a Grusha, Ein Li Ela Grusha, Chalutza Minayin. How do you know Chalutza is also Aser Tamalomar, Veisha? So isn't it Daraisa? Answers the Gemara, Mi Durabanan Hu, Vikras Machta Bialma Hu. Strabanan, and the pasuk is in Asmachta, right? We had this a couple of times already. We had this 3 days ago. Daf Chaf Aleph by Shnios. Remember, we quoted all the psukim related to Shnios La'arayas, and the Gemara said, "Oh, that's a great pasuk." Asu Mishmeres LaMishmarti. So the Gemara says, "No, it's still only Drabanan, because on a Daraisa level there is no Isser." Good. Next Mishnah. Now we get them some basic Yisodos part of the definitions of the mitzvah of Yiva. Mitzvah Bagadol Yabeim. It's a mitzvah on the oldest brother to do yibum. Mitzvah bagado liyabim. The Ritva adds only if he's appropriate. If it's not appropriate for some reason, there's a problem with the oldest brother, so then we wouldn't do yibum. But again, that is kishizel hashagado hagin law. Avolam eino hagin law. If the one he's not hagun. Ve'achamin acherim hagun. Mitzvah b'acherim yosem imenu. Okay, that is the rule. What happens if the oldest one wants to do chalitza and a younger one wants to do yibum? So we had that before? Chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvahi. So do we say a younger yibum is better than an older chalitza? So that's also a discussion in the Ritva and the Rishonim here. So, but l'chadchiv is a mitzvah for the gadol to yibum. Bim kadam akadam zacha. If a younger one did it, it works. Zacha. It's not ma'akev that it has to be the older one. Tana Rabbanon, v'hoya ha-bechor, mikan she-mitzvah b'gadol yabim. The mitzvah, that word b'chor, is referring to, says the Gemara, the oldest brother. Asher teleid prala islandis, asher teleid, excluding an islandish in yoledes. Right? If the zekuka liyavam is an islandis, there is no zika. Remember the crucial understanding of this line of asher teleid we had in Tosfos, on Daf Chaf, a couple days ago. It means you need the people to be re'uyim to have children. But the bia itself, let's say his bia rishona, does not need to be What does that mean? For Nachala, meaning the brother steps into his brother's shoes, to his dead brother's shoes for inheritance. Ata omer l'nachala, o eino ela l'shem. You might think this means Nachala, like we do, or maybe it means to name his child after his brother. Yakum al shem achiv ames. Yosef, koronos o Yosef. Yochanan, koronos o Yochanan. I don't know why he gives those two examples, right, out of all the names that we could have chosen. But Nemer kan Yakum al Shem Achiv, and Nemer lahalon al Shem Achayhem, Yikaru benachalasam, over there by the Shvatim. So Ma Sham Ha'amur, Ma Shem Ha'amur lahalon Nachala. There it says Nachalasam, Av Shem Amur kan lahalon. So that's what we know the pasuk means. Yakum al Shem Achiv does not mean you have to name the child after the dead brother. No, it means Nachala. V'yimach Eshmom Yisrael, Prat lisaris sheshmo machui, excluding if the dead brother was a saris, a man who couldn't have children anyway. So then there is no mitzvah of yibam. The Nemuki Yosef here says in the back this might only apply to a sris chama. To a sris chama meaning someone who was born a saris, but someone who was injured in some way, then he would be zokek liyibam, meaning just because he went and got an injury, the Torah still is chas on his. On his family name. That's what he says here in the back on Hamma Beis in the Dafi Arif. Klomer l'sris chama sheshmo machui al ach kazelo et pida Torah lahakim shem kivan shebami mei imo lakui tov mimenu hanefel avalim nistares al yidei adam chasa alav Torah al shenimchak shmo haidei mikra ra. That's what the difference between the two types of sarisim. Vaiter amarava. Here we go, one of the most crucial lines in the entire Masechta. This is important for Shas. Amar Rava, af agav the b'chala Torah kula, eina mikra yosei midei pshut pashti lagam pshuto. Even though, what do we always say? Ein mikra yosei midei pshuto. You can't ignore the pashup shot of the pasuk. Hacha asoi gzeira shava, afikte mipashte lagamrei. Here the gzeira shava of ach comes to uproot the pshat totally. Meaning, what does the pasuk say? Ha bechor asher teleid yakim al shem achiv ames. the child, the firstborn child that is born, will be named after the brother. So we say that's not true. HaBachar is referring to the older brother, not referring to the child that will be born. So why do we learn it that way? Exactly as we just said, it's Oker the Pshat, Legamre, we never have a pshat, another case, says the Gemara of Eina Mikra, Yotze Midei Pshuta, where it totally is Yotze. The Ramban emphasizes in Sefer HaMitzvos that the Gemara here does not say Ein HaMikra Ela Pshuto. That's not what it says. That you only darshan the pshat. No, it says Ein HaMikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. There are many levels to darshan a pasuk. There are many levels of interpretation of every pasuk in the Chumash. But it just means you can never reject the pshat. So Ramban says in the Shorash Sheni and Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, Chas v'shalom, ki ha-midrashim kulam be'inyan ha-mitzvos, ein behem mikra yosef lahem midei pshuto, ela kulam b'lashan ha-kasev nechlalem, av v'shem marbim behem beribuyim, av ha-kasev yichlal ha-kol, ki ein ha-pshat ki divrei chaseri das ha-lashim lo kadas ha-tztukim, ki sefer Torah Hashem temima, ein ba-os yeser v'chaser, kulam b'chachma nechtevu. And he continues, and here's the line. Eina mechuvan ela shelo yotziu oso mipashti legamre v'hu ma'amaram eina mikra yosim de pshuto lo amru ein hamikra ela kipshuto avo yeshlanu midrasho impshuto. You have both v'eino yotze midei kol echon mehem avo yisbol akasev es akol v'yiu shneim emes. Right, so you always have the pshat in addition to the drash. The Minchas Chinuch based on this Gemara has a question. We know there's a lo saseh called Lifnei Iver lo sidei mechsho. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes two parts in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. All the Rishonim quote two parts. Number one, I can't give somebody bad advice. If I want to buy a car and I know this other guy is interested, I'm going to give him bad advice why it's not good and I'm going to go buy it. Or I want to play a trick on him. It's a daraisa of Lifnei Iver. And number two, as we know, facilitating somebody doing an Aveira. That's Lifnei Iver lo sitein mechsho. The two parts. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, why don't the Moni HaMitzvahs or even Rashi quote, you're not allowed to put a rock in front of somebody who's blind. That halacha is not quoted in the poskim. If you do it, you obviously are a terrible person. And, you know, you're going to violate V'yatzar Recha Kamocha. And you're going to violate Lo Samar Adam Recha. And we're not going to give you Shlishi. That's for sure. But do you violate Lifnei Iver lo sitein mechsho? Says the Minchas Chinuch. Our Gemara says, Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. So why don't the Moni HaMitzvahs quote that in this context? So he doesn't answer the question. The Klei Yakar on the pasuk gives the answer to the question. Klei Yakar is before the Minchas Chinuch. The Klei Yakar says, look at the last phrase in the pasuk. Lifnei Iver lo sitein mechsho, v'yareisa me'alokecha ani Hashem. And you shall fear God. What does that phrase always mean at the end of a pasuk? It's referring to a case where nobody else could realize that this is an Avera. Only I, Hashem says, could realize that it's an Avera, and I'm going to make sure that you get punished for it. That's what it always means. You're saying, "Lekech ani Hashem." And that's why Rashi says, giving bad advice. Nobody knows that you're giving bad advice. Maybe it's good advice. Hashem knows. Says the Klei Yakar, that's why the pshat of the pasuk can't be putting the rock. Because if you put a rock in front of somebody who's blind, then clearly you're a Rasha. Everybody will see that and say, you're a terrible person. But it says, V'yareisa me'alokecha ani Hashem. So it can't be talking about that case because you don't need Hashem to tell everybody that you're doing something wrong. So that's why the Klei Yakar says the pshat of that pasuk is not putting the rock in front of a blind person. The Meshech Chachma on that pasuk says, that pasuk of Lifnei Iver is a mocker for the Isser of Bor. We know the Arba Avos Nezikin, Shor Bor Maven Hever, and the big Shaila is, the first sugya in Meseches Baba Kama is, where does it say in the Torah that it's usher to be mazik? It says you're not allowed to steal, and you're not allowed to kill, and you're not allowed to wound. But it doesn't say you're not allowed to be mazik. There's no pasuk like that. So all the Achronim more, but the Rishonim already talk about it too, the Yad Ramah, Rabbeinu Yonah. Where is the source in the Torah that you're not allowed to be mazik? So the Meshech Chachma says, well, at least by Bor, it's Lifnei Iver as he did Mechshol. Because you put a mesh, you put a hole in front of the in the street. That's an issa daraisa, putting an asiyas bar in the street. Okay, there's a lot more about enem mikriyosim de pshuto, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'ilav gzeira shava. So one second, without the gzeira shava, hava amina shame shemamish. Without the gzeira shava, I would have said literally that the brother has to name his child after his dead brother. Laman kam izarachmana. But the language of the pasuk doesn't fit in. Why? Li yavam. Is the pasuk talking to the yavam? So what should the pasuk say? Yakum al shem achicha mi boile. the name, he will stand up to take the place of your brother. Doesn't say that. Ila beidina, if it's talking to Bez Din, yakum al shem achi aviv mibarli. She's talking third person. That child will take the name of his, of the father's brother. So what does it say? Yakum al shem achiv. Right? So how does that fit in? So that's why it can't mean literally. Vidil ma'achi karmelu rachmana, but maybe this is what the pasuk means. Le Bez Din, amrulele yavam yakum al shem achiv. Bez Din should say to the yavam, this child will be on the name of your brother. So, Ella, us Xerashava afikti lagamre. That's what I would have said, and the Xerashava comes and is motzi it mi pshuta. Let's continue a little bit more, and then it's an important Rashi to mention. Hashta, the Amrit Krabagadol. Actually, stop there for a second, before Hashta. If you look at Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, Rashi quotes that Yehuda tells his son, right, Er Onan to go and be miyabim. Haben yikra al shem hames. Rashi quotes there, and he should name him after his dead brother. That's what Rashi quotes in Parshas Vayeshev. Ask the Ramban on Rashi, it's against the Gemara. It's against our Gemara. What's Rashi talking about? It says Rashi says Mefurish there. That's what Yehuda told his second son. Says the Mizrahi, how could the Ramban think that Rashi forgot a Gemara? Please, do me a favor, says the Mizrahi. He says, "Anitama ma'od echashav ala ma'ara gadol denehirin leshvile dekula gemara kishvile demasya." He knows shas like he knows his street. Shelo ra'ahu adetani beperak sheni diavamis. Rashi didn't forget the Gemara. So says the Mizrahi, you know what it must mean? Pre and post Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Yibam was much more flexible. Right? Any relative could do Yibam then. Remember, that's sort of the Ramban, we quoted this back on that base. Any relative could do it. Should be Yom HaKadmonim, Kodamat and Torah, Hayaminaga Krovim Lisas, Eshes Ameis Ha'ach, O'av, O'ayosek Karmi Mishpacha, V'haben Arishon Anola, Lom Eshes Ameis, Hayukorna. So they used to call it. They used to call the dead, the baby, Al Shem, the dead brother. Until once the Torah was given, Nitzna Torah, V'neschat Sha'alacha, that it was only brother's wife, right, it's only by the brother, and that brother will step into the shoes, and that's how his name will be perpetuated. If you're going to a second cousin, okay, so then how is the second cousin really going to step into the shoes of the brother? That's why you had to name the baby for the brother to really perpetuate the name. But now, when it's always the paternal brother, then there's no need, says the Mizrahi. So something changed by Matan Torah, and that's why also you find by Rus too, Boaz and Rus. Right, the child was not named after the dead relative. Right, there's no, you don't need it. After Matan Torah, it was not needed. Okay, we continue.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong. You could, but you don't have to.
Well, Boaz and Rus was there.
Plony Almoni.
Was his brother?
Plony Almoni was the question, yeah. Plony Almoni. It was Yibam. It was after, right, but there is different because it being called the Sada. Right, also it has to, again, separate topic, but there was some type of Yibam. Okay, so Asha da Amrit Krabba Gadol Ksiv. So now that we just said, the Pasuk is referring to that the Yibam should be done by the oldest brother. Se'ema, so why don't we go one step further? Bechor liyabim, p'rav shelo liyabim. Maybe only the oldest brother should be allowed to do Yibam. But a younger brother should not be able to do Yibam. Why do we say if he did it, he did it? We should say that he can't do Yibam. And says the Gemara, Im Kain, Eishes Achiv Shlohei Balamo, Dimir Rechman Alamali. Go a minute. We have a pasuk that excludes Eishes Achiv Shlohei Balamo. Right? He's obviously not the Bechor. Right? He was born after his older brother died. So, you see already, the pasuk has to exclude that, so it must be that there is a mitzvah even by a non-Bechor. Parach Rav Acha, maybe not. Ve'emelim Ute, maybe the pasuk is just excluding Bechor De'ima. Maybe it's excluding the Bechor, that it's the firstborn of the mother, but it's still a Bechor. Still would only be a Bechor. So, Ha'ulamah says Amr. That you can't suggest, because as we've said earlier, Diva Benachla Tala Rachmana. Yibam is connected to Nachla. Benachla mena avalo mena aim. Everything's paternal in the world of Yibam. V'eima ki'ika Bechor. So the Gemara says, okay, don't go as extreme of a suggestion, as I just said, but a little less extreme. Ve'ema ki'ika b'char t'skayim mitzvah yibam. Maybe you should say, when there is a b'char, so then there's a mitzvah of yibam, and it can be done by anybody. But there has to be a b'char. Ki leka b'char, if there is no b'char, meaning let's say the b'char died, lo t'skayim mitzvah yibam, then there shouldn't be a mitzvah of yibam. Meaning, you should only have a case of yibam when there at least is the potential for a b'char. The Ritva quotes here, like the din of Rabbi Zeira. Kalaroi labila, bila ma'akeves. Bila, ain't bila ma'akeves. Right? As long as you have the potential, then you don't need to fulfill the potential. So as long as you have a bechor, so then anybody. But if there's no bechor, maybe there is no mitzvah. So amar kra, umeis echad mehem. Says the Gemara, no. The pasuk says one of them dies. Milo askina the misbechar. Aren't we told? It just says one of them dies. So isn't this also a case where the bechar died? Va'amar achman liyabim katan. And the Torah says you should do yibam with another child. That's the katan. Says the Gemara, no. Ve'im and the miskatan. Ve'amar achman va'amar achman liyabim bechar. Maybe the pasuk is only talking about a case where a younger brother died, and bechar is the only one left. Hamir Rechmana, Ishazach, and Olibalamo. No, we had the question before, which is obviously a younger brother. The Ema says the Gemara, okay, another try. Maybe this is what the Torah means. Kileka Bechar Kadam Katan Zacha. If there is no Bechar, then any brother can do it. The Iika Bechar Kadam Katan Lo Zacha. But when there is a Bechar, it's only him. Omar Kra, Kieshu Achim Yachtav, Hukshi Yeshivas Achim Zelazeh. No, all the brothers are compared to each other. Anyone can do yibam. The ema, last try, ki ika bechar lahedra gadol. So maybe only when there's a bechar should you really try to have the bechar do it. Ki leka bechar ein chozer neisal gadol. But if there is no bechar, why don't we say any brother can do it? Allah matani abaya kashisha, why don't we have the following? Mitzvah begadol yabim. That's the best. Lo ratza hocham eitzel achiva katan. Lo ratza chozer neisal gadol. Right, you should try to have the gadol to do yibam. If he doesn't want to, then you go after the younger. Lo ratza chozer eitzel gadol. Then you go back to the gadol. Right, Rashi quotes gadol gadol kodem. You always go by older. The Rambam says once the gadol didn't do it, then it's all equal. But why do we have that? Why don't we say when there's no bechar, then it's anybody. Anybody can do it. Why are you chozer eitzel gadol once the gadol didn't do it? So the Gemara says, ki bechor, ma bechor bechoraso garmalo. Just like by a bechor, what made him chashiv is his bechorness. So that's why he always has the halachic obligation to do something. So avgado bedolaso garmalo. So too, even if it's not a bechor, the oldest one still should fill the shoes and should act either yibam or chalitza. Second to last line. V'yema ki miyabim b'char lishkol nachla ki yabim pasha lo lishkol nachla. So if we're comparing it, we're saying b'char has something special about him. Maybe the halacha of stepping into his brother's shoes for nachla only applies by a b'char. But by a pasha, by a non-b'char, he shouldn't take a nachla. He shouldn't take the brother's nachla. Amar kro yakum al shem achiv. V'harei kam. But he stepped into his brother's shoes. Nachla goes with yibum. V'ela. So we're saying, so there's no difference. All we said so far was that, so there's a lechachila for Bechar to do it. That's it. There's no other halachic differences. So now the Gemara is saying, so what's the emphasis of the Torah? Ve'el Bechar tekayir rechmana l'may hilchasa. So for what halacha did they say Bechar? If, okay, he should do it. But does it have any teeth? So the Gemara says, ligri usa. It's really for minimizing. Why? Ma bechor eino notel baroi kiba mochzak. Afhai eino notel baroi kiba mochzak. Just like bechor does not take potential assets as he takes in mochzak assets, so too this brother. What does that mean? So Rashi says it's referring to the father. We know a bechor takes a double portion. Bechor takes a double portion, but only what his father has when the father dies. Let's say the father is owed money. And he gets it, it's already pays back after the father dies. The Bechor does not take a double portion in that. That all the brothers split equally. That's called Ra'ui. It's Ra'ui to come to the father. The father didn't have it when the father died. So that's what the Gemara is saying according to Rashi. The Bechor, who takes all of his brother's Yerusha from the father when the father dies, he only gets double from what is muchzak and not what is roi, right? Just like a regular bechor. That's what this one also gets. If you look in the other Rishonim quote the Baal Halakha's Gedolos that have a different shot. No, it goes by what is ra'ui or muchzak when the brother died, not when the father died. We're talking about you're yarshining your brother now. So does your brother's stuff go to all the brothers or just to you? So it goes to you, the Yavam, but only what was Muchzak when the brother died and not when the father died. So Machlokas, we've shown him what that's referring to. Okay, Weiter. Again, this Amud Beis here is chock full. Let's try to see how much we could get through here before we have to stop. Hanitan ala shifcha. If someone, there are rumors going around that he had some type of relationship with a shivcha. Vinishtakarka, and then shachara, and then the shivcha was freed. Or there were rumors that a man was having a relationship with a goya, and then she converted. We do not allow them to get married. Because it's fishy, right? That they might have been involved beforehand, so we wouldn't allow them to get married. If they did get married, we allow them to stay married. The Nemuki Yosef says, right? We don't know for sure anything, so therefore, we will allow them to stay married. But, Hanitan Alashis Ish, but if there were rumors about a man and a married woman, and Beis Din forced this woman to get married because it was rumors. It was rumors that were not just rumors, but they were substantiated rumors, as we'll see in the Gemara. How substantiated? And Beis Din forces the husband to divorce his wife. So we would not allow this woman to marry the suspected adulterer. Because, as we know, if a woman is mizana, she's usher to her husband and to the one that she was mizana with. Fine. So the Gemara now says, back to the first case. If somebody is nitan, right, if somebody has the rumor on the goya that she converts, then they're allowed to stay married. Hagi yoris miyahave. But what's clear from the Mishnah? That if she converts, the conversion will work. She shouldn't get married to him in the first place. Lechadchila. But the conversion will work. Even though it sounds like this conversion was l'shem the marriage. V'ramini, is that really true? Don't we have a brisa that says, Echadish shenizgayir l'shem isha. V'echadisha shenizgayir l'shem ish. Right? If somebody converts just because they want to get married, right? Somebody, Rachmona Litzlan, is about to intermarry, and one of the spouses say, I can only marry you if you become Jewish. And they get Jewish purely for that reason. V'chein mishenizgayir, or somebody else converts for the wrong reasons. L'shem shulchan malachim. They think that the Jews have it all. Right? Jews don't have it all. L'shum avdei Shlomo. They want to become an eved of Shlomo HaMelech. Einam geirin divrei Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya holds the conversion does not work. Reb Nechemya holds to be converted you have to have true, pure motivations. We don't pass it like that. Shor Reb Nechemya omer. Echad geirin arayis. Echad geirin chalomos. If somebody converted out of fear or because they had a dream that they need to convert. Echad geirin Mordechai ve'Esther. When they were on top of the world, right? The Megillah says, "Misyahadim, einam gerim achi yisgayru bizman hazeh." They're only gerim except today. Bizman hazeh, it's like that. What do you mean, bizman hazeh? There's no gerim before today. Ella, ema ki bizman hazeh. Like today, when we are downtrodden and not on top of the world. Question mark. So Reb Nechemya holds that such a gerus for the wrong motivations will not work. So how could the Mishnah be mashma that it would work? So hayid mer Allah, amar b'yisla b'shmu b'amarsa b'shmei derav halacha gedivrei omer kulam gerim heim. We paskin that it does work. We paskin, even if it's wrong motivation, but if the wrong motivation translated into a true commitment, if there was no true commitment, if the person had no intention of being Mekayim Mitzvahs, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and the Beis Din didn't even think that there was any Hava Mina, then that gears might not work at all. At all. But if there was a bad motivation, but ultimately because of that bad motivation there was a true Kabbalah, then it would work. So the Gemara says, Yachi lechadchila nami. But if that's true, then why in the Mishnah does it say no good? Not lechadchila. Let them get married lechadchila. Mishum de Ravasi. Dam Ravasi, haser mimcha ikshus peh, velazus svasayim. It still looks bad. It's still, right, it's still crooked to have a man who there were rumors that he was with this non-Jewish woman, and the non-Jewish woman converted, and he was going to get married to her. So that's called nitan. So nitan is still a lechadchila. That's why we would not allow them to get married. There is a shaila in the Rishonim. What about nitan ala pnuya on an unmarried woman? Nitan ala pnuya, right? Tosfos says nitan ala pnuya. Tosfos mishum tibidat ala pnuya ein lahachmir milichnos. If a man, there's rumors that he did something with an unmarried woman, we would allow them to get married. We would allow them to get married. That's what Tosfos says because after all. Even if a man is ma'anis a woman, v'lo siya l'isha, right? We have a precedent of unmarried people doing something together and then a marriage coming afterwards. So the big shaila, what about bizman hazeh? We would allow that. Is v'lo siya l'isha, this is a question in Lumdis. We know by ones, there's a payment and there's a marriage. The payment is for sure a knas. What about the marriage? Is that also a knas? Knasos don't apply bizman hazeh. But separate halachos apply bizman hazeh. So that's a shaila. What about nitan al ha pnuya? The rush here has 2 days. Whether we would say that bizman hazeh Apruya could get married. Benidal Apruya Yesh Deos Chalukos. Yesh Omer Delo Yechnos Bisham Lazus Vasayim. Yesh Omer De Mitzvah Lechnos. Kedashkinim Baones. Vani Omer says the Rush. The Nehi De Chiyapte Torah Lakonsa Acher Shnifkema Hani Mili Bevada. I have a call Baalma in Lachzak a call Velifkom Shneim. If you allow them to get married, then people are really going to think that they did something beforehand. And therefore, the Rush says it's probably a better idea not to allow them. Okay, a little bit more. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein Mekalan Ger Limoza Mashiach. We will not accept Ger when Mashiach comes, because then everybody's going to want to be Jewish. Kayotze Bo Lo Kiblu Gerim Lo Bimei David Lo Bimei Shlomo. Also, they didn't accept Gerim in the times of David and Shlomo. Didn't we just say it works though? So the answer is yeah. They wouldn't accept L'chadchila. If it happened in the end, it happened. It worked. On Malaza Mikra, what is the pasuk that alludes to that? Hein Gor Yagur Efes Me Osi. If you will live amongst them when I'm not around, meaning in Hester Panim, Migari Tach Alach Yipol. Whoever lives with you will fall with you, meaning in the future they'll always be with you. Aval Itachlo. But anybody who just comes and wants to be Jewish when we're on top of the world, so then they are not acceptable gerim, and we don't want to trust them. Big, very interesting shilas here in all the mafarshim. How did Moshe accept the Erev Rav? Right, they also only wanted to take into the Ian Yaakov says maybe before Matan Torah it was different. Maybe before Matan Torah it was different. Tosfos here discusses the end of Tosfos Lo. What about the famous story of Hillel? Convert me, teach me Torah all on one foot. Convert me, al menas that I'm the Kohen Gadol. Right, we had that in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Convert me, Zayin the Kohen Gadol, and Hillel converts him, and then teaches him the halacha of Kol Azara Kard. Most you must. He's like, oh, Yveh, you didn't teach me this. How did Hillel do that? Tosfos says. Hillel knew that he was going to become, you know, properly motivated, and therefore he converted him. Says the Marsha, but what do you mean? But still, at the time of the Gerus, the Marsha on Shabbos, it wasn't. He wasn't motivated properly. So what then in the future? So the Marsha says it must be that he didn't convert him right away. It just meant he took him to in the process that he was going to convert him. But why is that a crucial Marsha? There's an issur to teach Torah to non-Jews. So that marsha is the basis. Marsha on Shabbos Laman Aleph is the basis of the halacha that if somebody's becoming Jewish, then you're allowed to teach them Torah. Right? Because the marsha is pshat of that gemara of Hillel. Okay, let's just do one more minute. Hanidal HaShazish V'chulo Amarav. Back to the halacha. So the Mishnah said if a man is, there are rumors that he was with a married woman and Bezdin, you know, makes him get divorced, then he cannot marry that woman. Amarav Ube'edim. We're talking about a case that they were Aiden. That's why Bezdin made the woman get divorced. They were Aiden that she was Mizana. So therefore, it's Eishes Eshezinsa. And the rumors are that she was Mizana with this man. So we will not allow him to stay married. Amarav Sheshes. Amina Kinai V'shachav Rav Amar Lashvaitza. That phrase comes up a few times in Chas. Rav Sheshes says, Rav must have been sleeping when he gave this shear. Right, meaning that's a strong way of saying, I think he's wrong. Titania, the Brisa says, Hanitan Alishas Ish. This case. Vahotziu al Yado, Vinizgarsha mitachas yideacher. What happens if this is the case? There was a rumor that Reuven was with this woman. She's a married woman. She gets divorced, she marries somebody else. And then she gets divorced again. Now could she marry Reuven? If she was married to somebody else in between, then imkarnas lo yotzi. Then we would allow her to stay married. Meaning if there was nobody in between, our Mishnah said, she can't stay married. This Brisa says that if she was somebody in between, she could stay married. So, Echidami, what's the case of that Brisa? What's the case of that Brisa that we would allow them to stay married? Edeika Edim, if there are witnesses that she was mizana with this man, ki asa acher v'afseke lakala, if there was another marriage in between, my habi, who cares? She's also to the Baal, she's also to the Boel. El olav deleka Edim, the Brisa must be a case where there are no witnesses. And the only reason we allow them to stay married is because there was someone in between. That's the only why, because now it doesn't look so bad. Halavachi, but were it not anybody in between, mafkinon, we would make her get divorced, even though there were no witnesses. So why does Rav say that our Mishnah is only about a case where there were witnesses? The Brisa seems to say, even if there are no witnesses, that you would get divorced. So Amalecha Rav, what did Rav to No, the Brisa is even if there was nobody in between. And it's only if there were witnesses. So why do you quote the case of somebody else in between? What does that add? V'achi kamar. Di'afagav da'asa achar v'afsage l'kala, l'chadchila lo yichnos. No, the chiddush is even l'chadchila. Even though there was Edom. There was Edom there. And that's why If there were Edim, you would be Motzi, and if there were no Edim, lo Mafkinan. But here, that's a case of no Edim, and we would still say Lechadchila not to get married, even if there was somebody in between. Okay, we'll have to stop by Meisvei, then we'll continue. Again, there's a lot here to talk about in terms of Nitan, as we head towards the end of the second parak here in Meseches Yevamos. Again, the Navi Shir has started. Please feel free to join. Opportunities to sponsor are online. Please feel free to join us.